I was 62 and at home in New York City the morning that three jetliners rammed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon on September 11, 2001. A fourth hijacked plane crashed 80 miles outside of Pittsburgh. I have no words to describe what being there was like that day. It shook us out of our complacency, our separateness. On that day in New York City, differences were not barriers. They had been an illusion within myself. I did not want another war, but it was not in my hands. Violence will not stop violence. At 67, I remember the Japanese legend that anyone who folds 1,000 paper cranes so pleases the gods that they will be granted one wish. Can we find a way to live our lives without killing each other? When I was 75, a young white man killed 9 black people at a church prayer service in Charleston, South Carolina. Despite a lifetime of living under the shadow of killings and murders, this man's actions were even hard for me to believe. I was deeply moved when the families of the people who were killed forgave the shooter right away. Their act became a gift of compassion, love, and forgiveness for us all. In the absence of a wall of hate and anger to push against, the conversation opened up. South Carolina legislators voted. The Confederate flag was removed from their flagpole in front of their state house within 3 weeks after the shooting. I watched a live online feed of the flag being removed by South Carolina state troopers. I thought of my mother's brother who had been lynched in South Carolina before I was born. I felt her looking through my eyes. Cut, fold, crease, unfold, cut, crease, fold, open. It takes 52 steps to fold one simple origami crane. How many steps must we take to open our hearts? This is the end of Transforming Hate, an artist's book, but the work itself continues.